Bush, British Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott, Arnie the Governator and Dr. Condoleezza Rice have been on a road trip involving 8 kegs of beer, 2 topless waitresses and an underage cow. After a violent police chase, they're back on track, using the roadmap to peace to find their way to the Middle East talks at Camp David.
Excuse me, Mr. President, but I got to change my shorts.
I told you not to go supersize on the cola, honey.
So, this is Camp David.
Yep, though in fact, this is just a country house. That man running towards us is Camp David.
Hey, I've got the same dress as him.
Oh, Mr. President, thank Judy Garland you're here. The Palestinian and Israeli delegates are already fighting. Mahmoud Abbas and Ariel Sharon are wrestling next to the all-day buffet.
God damn it, David. You're supposed to stop that kind of thing. After all, you are the fellatiator around here.
Oh, Mr. President, how many times do I have to tell you? I'm the facilitator.
That too. So what are they fighting about?
I bet you it's some biblical crap about real estate in the Promised Land.
Who cares? They're ruining the drapes.
Okay, it's time to go and kick ass. I mean, bring peace to the Middle East.
Wag my bush.
Jamal, your mom is so ugly, Saddamun kiss her. Abbas, you're not fit to be Mohammed's bitch.
Hey, stop fighting. These are supposed to be peace talks, not beat 7 shades of shit out of each other talks.
We weren't fighting, Mr. President. It was a friendly discussion about whether Israel should really be included in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Listen, I don't know who's right or wrong here. Heck, I don't even care. But I'm not gonna have any violence in this house.
Now I want you two to shake hands and make up, or this mama's gonna whip your ass.
All right. Ow! He gave me a Chinese bug.
Did not.
Children, stop it!
God damn it. Where's Arnie when I need him?
Sorry I'm late, but my shorts were soaking.
Now you're here, you can help me stop these guys from fighting. Come on, let's put our heads together on this one.
Okay.
Ow! Not literally. I meant atmospherically.
Sorry.
Look, boys, let's huddle. I've got an idea.
A spit roast? That's a great idea. It'll bring everybody together.
Affirmative. All we need are girls with open minds.
Not that kind of spit roast, dummy.
Hey, listen up, you Middle Easterners. You can forget about eating hummus and crap like that, because tonight we're gonna sort out your troubles with some real food. Texan style!
Whack my bush. Tuscany was amazing, John. There was me relaxing with celebi mates, Jordan and Peter, Simon and Cowell, the fat bloke of the flash ads. We're sure to be splashed all over the front cover of Heat magazine.
I still don't think it was worth missing the start of the peace conference for it, though.
Oh, what would you know about good PR? Popularity amongst the proles is important nowadays. Anyway, just bring me up to speed what's happened so far.
Well, it's like this. Me, George, Arnie and Dr. Rice decided...
Wow, this has really worked, Condi. They're chowing down without a hint of antagonizationization.
Yeah, we got this right, George. Who says Americans ain't sympathetic to the cultures of others? And let's face it, Arnie's idea to get the serving girls some Hooters was inspired.
How'd you like the food, President Abbas?
It is most delicious, better even than sheep's eyes and goat offal.
I guess I should take that as a condiment. How about you, Mr. Sharon?
I've never tasted anything like this meat. What is it?
Whack my bush.
Bloody Nora, I can't believe you agreed to that plan.
But it's a great plan.
Are you irretrievably stupid? Come on, we've got to stop it before it's too late.
What's wrong with the plan?
Didn't it occur to any of you, frigging idiots, that the Israelis and Palestinians are Jewish and Muslim?
Aye, so what?
So a pig roast isn't such a flipping good idea. I leave you in charge for one fucking day and you fuck everything up, you fat fucking fuck.
Gentlemen, it's a genuine hickory smoked pig roast.
Oh, shit!
Don't eat the pig! Oh, fuck it.
Has George Bush made a complete pig's ear of the Middle East peace process? What new ham-fisted ideas will he try out next? Are these carefully crafted puns Millie pulls before swine? Find out in the next sizzling episode of...
Whack my bush.
Hey, yo, audience. I could have been a contender for this show, you know, but I don't want no Italian stallion, see? They say I'm too slow, you know? So as my career is like all screwed up and that, go to the website, wagmybush.com, and donate a few bucks. I gotta eat, you know?
Hey, Sly, eat lead!